Welcome, my friends. Happy birthday, Pisces. April here from Real Talk Tarot. And today we're going to do a mid-March check-in. And this will be for all the signs. It's just a general collective reading. Okay. Hopefully I'll be posting another one with a little more detail for each sign. But for these purposes, we're going to do a Celtic cross for the overall general, and maybe I'll pull a couple cards and messages for each sign, just to give everybody a heads up. Now, in the pre-shuffle, I was really getting a message of indecision, some very deep thinking, someone resting, putting down burdens, okay? So, however that applies to you, I just got this very heavy feeling that you all are exhausted and you've been through a lot, all right? For the ones this resonates with. And I feel your pain. I do. The energies have been kind of heavy lately. For all of us, I think, in one way or another. All right. So let's get into this Celtic here and see what other messages Spirit has for us. All right, Spirit. Let's get some messages for the overall. Oh, well, right away. Thank you for that. Four of Cups reversed. Again, this feels like you're not exactly accepting an offer, but you're not refusing it either. Let's see what's crossing that. What is crossing that, please, Spirit? What's crossing this? Oop, that's too many. What's crossing this Four of Cups reverse, Spirit? What is crossing this energy of the Four of Cups reversed? Okay, well, two came out, and normally I wouldn't take them, but I'm going to. Because it's the Wheel of Fortune reversed and the Nine of Wands. Someone's feeling defensive, and that's the reason for the indecision. Something about this situation being so heavy and so burdened. It's just burdensome. It's just too much. Yeah, the Wheel of Fortune reversed, so it's stuck. There's like a very stuck kind of energy. So let's see what's going on above. So in the attic, we have, yep, resting, Four of Swords. So someone's definitely in a resting pose here, okay? And in the basement below, as above below, is the Two of Cups, and this is a partnership. So someone is in, it could be mourning the loss of a loved one, a relationship, or you could be contemplating a reconciliation. Let's see, what happened in the recent past, Spirit? What are the energies for the recent past, please? What brought us to this place? Someone's lying ass. That's what brought us here. We got the Seven of Swords reversed. Okay. Some type of deception, or feeling of things not being what you thought they were. Type of energy. Alright. So now I'm feeling like, should I stay or should I go? Energy. There are cups on the board, no pentacles yet, so I feel like this is about a relationship. I mean, I don't see any work cards yet, but let's see. We'll find out again how that pertains to each sign. Let's find out in the near future, Spirit. What's going on here for the near future, please, for this reading? Overall, March energy check-in for all the star seeds, Aries through Pisces. The Magician. Oh, I like that. Okay. That's looking better. That is looking better. Okay, so of course, Spirit's saying, you know, you have all the tools to manifest what it is that you want. And you probably already know this, but I feel like you're just not sure. Like, you're like, yeah, I could probably manifest the shit out of this, but is that really what I want? Because whatever happened has you questioning everything about this situation that you previously thought you knew. All right. Okay. So let's see how you're looking here. How do others see you in this environment or your situation? As if we care, but okay. Knight of Wands. So they see you charging in. It's just really strange because from what I can tell, you're sitting on your hands right here. You're just like, you're resting, you're recuperating from all the drama. It's maybe how others saw you before. You know, you were riding into the rescue. And maybe that's what you're reconsidering. You know, whether or not you want to be that one. Whether you should be the one this time. Whether there should even be another time for this. All right. What are the outside influences, Spirit? What are the outside influences, please, for this reading? Overall energy for the mid-March reading for the collective. Yeah, I don't see a lot of action right now. I see a lot of resting, contemplating, regrouping, re-strategizing. Some of you might just not even be thinking about anything. You're like, I just don't want to deal with it. I just don't want to think about it. Yeah, I'm feeling that too. So some of you are actively ignoring this problem. This card came up in every shuffle, and here it is again. This Two of Pentacles does not want to go away. It's reversed, and your outside influences. So, you're not juggling outside influences anymore. You may be, you know, reconsidering how much energy you've already given to this situation. And if you feel like you have to fight for a partner's attention or recognition, You're just not doing it. You're like, you know what? Nope. Not today. Not right now. Mid-March is like a pause. Like, I feel like there's just a big breath being taken. And people are standing back, sitting down, and really recognizing the gravity of these situations. Your hopes and fears. The Moon reversed. You'd like the truth to come out, but you're afraid of it when it does. So that could be for the person who's being deceitful in some way. either to themselves or others, or the person being lied to, you know, who's being deceived. And you both hope for it and fear it at the same time. Okay. And the outcome, please, for the general collective for this mid-March reading, Spirit. What is the outcome here, please? Three of Pentacles. There will be some type of collaboration, some kind of celebration, some type of conclusion. I'm not exactly sure. Why do we have the Three of Pentacles here? But it's generally overall a good thing, all right? So we'll take it, I mean. Yes, and at the bottom of the deck, so a choice is going to have to be made. You have the Eight of Swords reversed, coming out of self-imposed imprisonment, okay? Maybe while you were resting and being a hermit, this could be why, because you were, you know, again, you were thinking about all the ways that you felt bound to this situation. All right. Some truth needs to come to the forefront to clear the air one way or another. Something underneath all of this that has that wheel stuck, okay? All right, so now I am going to get a couple messages for each sign. Take what resonates, leave the rest. Aries through Pisces, I have my own little spiritually guided messages from my higher guides, and I will share them with you as they appear. Now, Aries, your message is temptress. That could be part of the deceit. And abandonment issues. Oh, okay. So, you could be dealing with a codependent situation, maybe a trauma bond. All right. Taurus, Spirit, what messages do you have for the star seed of Taurus, please? Taurus, you have checkmate and Mexican standoff. Oh, that's too funny. Okay, Taurus, so obviously your wheel's not turning because you've got some stubborn energies here, butting heads, and no one's willing to give even an inch, all right? Nothing happening there. Okay, Gemini. And Taurus, while you're in this checkmate, that might be when you go in and contemplate, you know, learn some things about yourself. Okay, Gemini. Obsession. And karma. Okay, you could be dealing with a karmic situation here. And that Eight of Swords that's now reversed, thankfully, could have been some obsessive thinking and worrying about this, okay? Or you're obsessively worrying about this secret coming out. Cancer. Spirit, let's get some messages for the star sign of Cancer, please. Cancer, your message is integrity. All right? So you're going to walk in integrity, or you expect it from others. This moon reversed, you're not playing it. And megalomaniac. Okay, you could be dealing with a serious a serious megalomaniac. Just someone who's going to expect and insist, demand, complete control. All right. Who's next? That was Gemini. We've got some. Let's do Virgo. I don't think that's the right order of things, but Leo. Gemini. Cancer. What are the messages for Cancer? Cancer. Chaos magic. Okay. You probably understand why all this is happening. Maybe you're resting and recuperating before shit hits the fan. And insecurities. Okay, so some of the things that you've been going through could be based on your own or someone else's insecurities. This could be the hidden information. That's unclear, but someone's very insecure, and they could be insecure about the secret coming out. Alright, being found out. That gets it. Alright, Leo. Leo. What's going on for the star seal, Leo? Leo, Mexican standoff and revenge. Oh my. Okay, Leo. Better watch your back. Someone is not happy about the fact that you're not juggling anymore. That you did the shadow work and you know what you want. Alright? And someone who may be feeling rejected could be wanting a little bit of payback. Virgo? Codependency and inspiration. All right. You have obviously decided I believe that you've decided that this unknown secret was probably codependency. You didn't realize it, or your partner didn't. You've come to a place now where you're inspired to do the right thing, all right? Excuse me. You are inspired to free yourself, to get this this wheel turning again. Because I think you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay, Libra, surrender. You can't help whatever's happening is, and open your heart. Okay, so you were closed off, protective, guarded, had a shield up around your heart. It's time to surrender. Surrender to love. You don't have to trust everybody, but it's probably more about not viewing people based on your previous experience, like viewing it with a fresh set of eyes, okay? And trying to be more open and trusting of people, okay? I know that's hard to do after all the things that we've all been put through. Let's see here. Now, where are we? We are at Scorpio. Scorpio, you have values and chaos magic. All right. So yeah, it looks like the water signs are trying to stir up trouble here mid-month. Or you are at the root of it. So yeah, you have the magician here. And you can use that for good or bad, or someone could be doing that to you. So I would be careful, Scorpio. I would just, that's just like a, you might underestimate someone or, you know, their values, okay? Sagittarius. What do we have for Sagittarius spirit? Okay, Sagittarius. Allergic to bullshit. Yes, ma'am. You certainly are. Yes, ma'am or sir. You are allergic to bullshit. That was the first message. And the second one is mind games. Alright, so if somebody's trying to play some shit on you, they can forget about it mid-March. You know exactly what's going on. You've gone within. You see things as they are. Alright? Ain't nobody getting away with shit even though they're trying here with this seven of swords reversed. You're like, yeah, no. Nope. Not today. Okay, now let's see. Capricorn, what messages do you have? Capricorn. Messages to be up for Capricorn, please. Codependency. Alright, it might be time to look within at your situation. Maybe you already have. That's what you're contemplating right now. Whether or not you are where you are for the right reasons. Alright, and your second message is diplomacy. Alright, so no matter what you decide, you will most likely try to do it in the fairest and I won't say kindness, because at this point you're probably not feeling that, but you will still be fair and diplomatic. All right, Aquarius. What are the messages for Aquarius? Creative genius. All right. So maybe while you were in this contemplative thought, maybe you've decided pursuing your creative endeavors over this other bullshit that's going on here is your best bet. Okay, good for you. And mind games. Someone was playing mind games with you. And it looks like you're not, with the magician down here and creative genius, you don't have time for it. You're not even entertaining it. All right, Pisces. All right, let's find out what's going on for Pisces. This is the last sign, last message. Pisces. Dethroned. Okay, Pisces. Now, I don't know if this is you or someone else, but someone who thought they were running things in the house or their life No. I think yeah, there's been a leveling of the playing field. One more for Pisces. Integrity, and the whole thing was about integrity or someone's lack of it. Okay? So whoever is lacking integrity in this situation just got knocked right the hell off their high horse. All right, Pisces, that's your message right here in the middle of March. I hope you all enjoyed them. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.